Hello, my name is Daniel. Thank you for listening to the sermon.
You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We've been created by the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just thank the Lord that we were made in his image. We were made to worship the Lord. We were made to exalt him, to receive the glory and honor and power, for you created all things. That includes you, that includes me, believer and unbeliever. Made in his image to worship the Lord. This morning, we need to recognize the times and the seasons. We need to recognize the time that we're in. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. Just in the last month or two, we live in a very unique time in history. Just in the last few months, they've created a board of peace for the Middle East. A board of peace. I just saw, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I saw the plans, what they have for Gaza. It's a heap of rubble at this point in time. And I saw the plans. I believe it'll be part of this thing of peace and safety. This thing of an acceptance, I believe, even of the Antichrist. Sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. That includes the women, too. Sons and daughters of light and sons and daughters of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness, or we shouldn't be. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope that we have in Christ of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort one another, or each other, and edify one another, just as you also are doing. The day of the Lord is coming soon. The day of the Lord. It says, in a twinkling of an eye, you might say, how fast will it happen? The day of the Lord. It says, in a twinkling of an eye, it says in 1 Corinthians 15. You might say, what does that mean in a twinkling of an eye? As fast as you can blink your eyes. That's how fast the Lord will come to take and catch up the saints. Those that are followers of Jesus Christ. Not lukewarm, but followers of Jesus Christ. This event has not happened yet. Some would say, hey, I don't believe that that's going to happen. Some would say, hey, I think it's going to happen middle of the tribulation. Some would say, we're going to go through the whole tribulation. Listen, let me just say again, God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. You and I, we need to be ready, not lukewarm. If you weren't here on Wednesday night, I'll just say there's more and more of you coming on Wednesday night. There was almost, there was many here on Wednesday night, more than usual. Come. But if you missed, catch the service for Wednesday night, because we were talking about the church of the Laodiceans that were lukewarm, that the Lord says, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. It's not just spewing, it's in the New King James Version, it says to vomit out of my mouth. I would not want for any of you to be left behind. The most wonderful promise is given to the church of the Laodiceans that repent and overcome. They thought they had it all together. They thought they were rich because of their riches and their blessings and all these different things. They thought that they were in an okay place. And the Lord says, you are weak. You're naked. You're blind. And there's this aspect of you need to repent. Come and buy from me gold that is purified. To have faith in Jesus Christ, it says, is more precious than gold that is purified in fire. It comes by the trials that we may be going through. Lord, am I going to trust in you and what you've done for me on the cross because you love me? Or am I going to go and be lukewarm to straddle the fence? Because it says in Revelation 4:1, right after, it talks about sitting on the throne with God. And this is the promise to the church of the Laodiceans. If you get it right, get off the fence spiritually. One leg in the world and one leg in the church. No, I'm going to serve God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. And even as the Lord says that you will sit on the throne with me. And a few verses later, we hit Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. After what? After the church age. The church age has been going on for just almost 2,000 years now. It started with Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and then is ascending to the right hand of the Father. He's on the right hand of the Father. And the church began at that point. It's been almost 2,000 years now. And he's saying, I want, after these things, after the church, which has been now for almost 2,000 years, there is going to be going up. The doors of heaven will open, and there will be a coming up to him, a catching up. I just say, thank you, Lord. This one that is speaking like a trumpet. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this church age. So it hasn't happened yet. So you might say, who is this one that is speaking like a trumpet? Is it an angel? In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, it says, I was in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, on the Lord's day. It was a Sunday. And I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. The one that is speaking to John at this point is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the Lord is speaking to John, hey, these things, come up here. Another verse or verses that talk about this catching up. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." Those that have fallen asleep, those that have died before you. Just in the last, this past week, there were people that went to be with the Lord that I know. My prayer is, were they ready? Was there faith in Jesus Christ? I pray to God that their faith was in Jesus Christ. And it says, concerning those that have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. So we need to believe who Jesus is, what he did for us on the cross, that he died for us, having taken the consequences and the penalty of our sins upon himself. Your sin and my sin was put on Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. You say, Pastor, how is that even possible? It's possible because God is not confined to time like you and I are. So the sins of all those that were before were placed on Jesus. The sins of the people at that time, the half a billion people that they estimate were on the planet at that time of Jesus, 500 million people, their sins were placed on Jesus. And the sins of all those that lived since that point up until this day were placed on Jesus. Even of those that will believe on Jesus during the tribulation time, they missed the boat. There is going to be many people that are saved during the tribulation. It'll cost them their life. They will die. And I pray to God that you don't miss this calling to be with the Lord, that you are ready today. I would hate for anybody of you to not make it, that you would be ready at the coming of the Lord. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. So when the Lord comes back, we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means go before those who are asleep that have died in the Lord as believers. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. We can comfort one another. Just yesterday, we were here in prayer, and my mom received a call. Her very best friend had passed away suddenly. And at first there was that aspect of shock. Then there was this aspect of comfort and peace and realization in that Gertrude knew the Lord. She loved the Lord. She was 81, 82 years of age. She's with the Lord because of her faith in Jesus Christ. There is a day coming. Now that body, whether it's laid into the ground or cremated or whatever, that body will rise when the Lord comes back on the day of the Lord. Her soul and spirit is immediately with the Lord right now. I've mentioned this in the recent past, but it always confused me. So what's this thing about being raised when Jesus comes back? I thought we were with him the moment we die. And truly, we are. Our spirit and our soul goes to be with the Lord. So Gertrude is with the Lord. Gertrude is with the Lord. She loved the Lord. That was her profession of faith. As her profession of faith is there, our spirit and soul is with the Lord the moment we die. And our body, which is laid in the tomb, in the grave, wherever it is put or placed, in a twinkling of an eye, we will have an incorruptible body. So if we are alive at the coming of the day, or the day of the Lord, at the coming of the Lord, we will be caught up in a twinkling of an eye. And I pray to God that every single person that is here this morning, should it happen this morning, because really there's not too much, there's nothing that really needs to be fulfilled at this point, that it should happen this morning, that every single one of this place will be emptied. The parking lot will be full, but this place will be emptied. Let me just segue regarding the parking lot. So I was late this morning. I came in at 10 after, or 3 minutes after 10. So I came into the parking lot, dropped off those that I picked up, and I had to turn around. And so I'm looking for parking spaces. I'm not going to park on the property here. I don't park on the property. I'll leave that spot for you. But here, can I just say this? The parking lot was almost full. And it was only 3 minutes after 10. And I say to you, if you can, little plug, segue, especially our members, if you can, park on the street. Because I'll tell you right now, if I'm visiting in the morning and I come in and I don't have a place to park, I'm just going to turn around and I'm going to head back out. There's no place to park. So if I could ask you, my dear brothers and sisters, that are especially the members here, and you can walk easily, just park, you can park all the way around the block. The thought crossed my mind, Pastor, what if the sidewalk's not shoveled? We're going to start, usually, when I do my mom's shoveling, and I don't have to do it as much. I think Tina's helping as well. Tina's helping out shoveling. But we shovel the sidewalk all along, and we go right past, and we go right in front of the church and down. Now, you can't park in front of the church. On Main Street, you can't park. But you can park on Welland, and you can park on, Welland swings around along the back, or on, I think it's Greenwood. And so we're going to try to make sure that the sidewalk all the way around this block is shoveled or cleared off so you can get on, get out of your car, drop off those that are here. We may open up a few spots so people, you can just drop off people and just go out without having to turn around and park along. You can either make a right turn and go down Greenwood, or you can make a left turn and come make another left onto Welland. So all to say is that our parking lot is full. We still have lots of room here. The sanctuary and the gym area, lots of room. There are visions that were had that people would be pressing their face against the window because if the place is full. So, having said that, let me just say one other thing regarding that. There is a property across the street that we've been praying for. Let me just give you a quick update on that. There's an assessment being done, an appraisal being done on the property from a separate, unbiased individual that basically that's their job to appraise. So they go, whenever there's an appraisal needed for a property, they do an appraisal for the property. So right now, I think the property is being sold for a very high amount, which is our proposal. Do we have lots of money? No. Unless somebody gives us millions of dollars, we don't have a lot of money. We don't. Trust me. We're not here. We're not a business to make money. We don't even have a formal offering. And I don't know if somebody thanked the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the offering this morning that you give just willingly of your tithes and offerings. But the appraisal there is still not in. There was issue with in the family of the appraiser. His little son was sick, And that was that sick kid's. He's better now. But as a result, the appraiser is about 2 weeks behind, 2-3 weeks behind. So with that, we had an email from the owners next door saying, hey, when is that appraisal coming in? Because we've heard your offer, and the appraisal is very important as we move forward. What he's saying, what they were saying is, we want to accept your proposal, which is the main part of the proposal is this. We as a church can give a charitable, if they gave us the property, we can give them a charitable receipt or a receipt for a charitable donation up to almost 30% of the value of the property. So they're very interested at this point in time. So you pray, because we need parking. We need parking, and we also need a facility that will be, I don't know, I was in LA Fitness, somebody invited me to LA Fitness, and I was like, okay, we need something like that, an LA Fitness thing that's open, you know, at least 6 or 5 days a week, if not 6. And anyways, I know somebody that could run it. We'll see. But there's things that need to be done before the Lord comes back. So let me get back into this word here this morning. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We were created to worship the Lord. Immediately, as I was in the Spirit, and behold, the throne sat in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like jasper. So jasper is a precious stone that can be of purple, blue, green, or the color of brass. I would say that probably the color of brass would be the closest. And sardius stone, which is flesh colored. A sardius stone has a color of flesh. So, and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. What color is an emerald? Green. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. So probably prophets of past, or the 12 disciples of Jesus, not Judas, but Matthias, I believe. And it says, they were clothed in white robes, pure, the righteousness of Jesus upon them. And they had crowns of gold on their heads. They had authority. And they were seated on these 24 thrones. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. 7 lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. The 7 spirits of God, the Holy Spirit. It's interesting, there will be these thunderings, these lightnings, these voices proceeding from the throne. The Holy Spirit there, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a literal throne that they are sitting on, and it's a literal throne that God the Father is sitting on and the Son is sitting on, a literal thrones. A throne is of power and authority. All power, all authority are His. Jesus in Matthew 28, verse 18 said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority. Again, from Revelations 3:20, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So here Jesus is sitting with the Father on his throne. And he's saying, I want you to get to a place, to be able to sit on a place, in a place of authority, to do the things that the Lord would have us do in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this throne is a place where he would have you sit with him, with the Father. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. Can you imagine? We're standing on in front. And I believe chapter 4, we will be there. If Jesus is your Savior and Lord, we will be there. So this, what is being described, has not happened yet, but yet we will be there. So even as John was out of time in the Spirit, we will be on this sea of glass, of crystal, transparent before the throne of God. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. It's like, wow, these four living creatures, as I thought about it, was like, this is representing who Jesus is. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the second living creature like a calf that sacrificed for us. They would take a bull in the Old Testament, 1 year old, without blemish. So a young bull, and was a sacrifice. The third living creature had a face like a man. Jesus came as a man. We are, even as we would be like Jesus, that we would be like Jesus. We are men and women. The fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. And I like the order of this. Those that wait upon the Lord, they will mount up with wings like eagles. We would mount up with wings like eagles. This morning, the worship here was just beautiful. Just beautiful. We're going to end off with that. If you have to leave early, you can leave, but just to end off, I would just say, hey, that set, do that set again, or a portion thereof, that we would exalt the Lord. We need to worship him. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Here, 2,700 years ago, Isaiah saw these things happening as well. And what was being said already from 2,700 years ago, and it's continued for 2,700 years and will continue for another 2,700 years and for all eternity, as these seraphim and these cherubims and these creatures, these living creatures, having these six wings with full of eyes around and within. You might say around and within. It's like, hey, we've been around. We know who God is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know. We were created. We are created beings, and we've been there as long as we've existed. We recognize the holiness of God. We praise and worship the God who is holy. That we would worship him who is holy. That we would exalt him in our lives and who we are, let him be exalted. I'll tell you, these creatures will amaze us. These eyes that are within. Eyes within. It has to do with understanding, I would think. Eyes that are inward. To look within and to ponder things. And having pondered for thousands of years, probably almost 6,000 years, if not longer. They're pondering the things, and they come to the conclusion every single time, he is holy. He is holy. He is holy. He is without fault. He is without blemish. Even as he took all our sins upon himself, he is holy. He is holy. We were created just like these creatures to worship, that we would worship God in who we are daily. You say, Pastor, but I haven't arrived yet. And I already mentioned the scriptures where Isaiah said, I am a man of unclean lips, and I am among people that are unclean. And it says the seraphim took a coal off the altar. The altar is representative of the cross of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that the Lamb made for us. And even just a coal off of the altar where the sacrifice would dwell, is there's enough to cleanse us right there. There would be a cleansing. By his blood, we are made to be like Jesus Christ. Listen to what it says regarding being holy. This is 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what we're talking about. This series, the whole series title is The Revelation of Jesus Christ. So we would have a revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, the way you used to live, as in your ignorance. You didn't know any better, or maybe you did know better, but you went according to what your flesh wanted. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. We need to be like him. We need to be holy. And if you call on the Father who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold. You weren't bought with silver or gold. You were bought with something that is way more precious than silver and gold. You were bought with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, let's give him a hand. He is worthy. We thank you, Lord, that you bought us. Jesus, you gave yourself, and your precious body was broken, and the precious blood was shed for us so that we can be holy before the Lord God, before you, God Almighty. We can be holy. He indeed was ordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him, Jesus, glory, so that your faith and hope are in God, not in yourself, not in another person, not in the church, but is in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. We love one another. Listen, if there is aught between somebody in the church, we need to get things right. Get things right. We need to get things right before the Lord. So love one another fervently with a pure heart. I want to thank the Lord for this church, for how much you love people. I just say thank you, Jesus. Having been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Even if the grass withers, even as we may wither, and even as we get past the flower in its prime and falls away, the petals fall off. And maybe that's how some of us may be feeling at some points in our lives. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm getting older. But the word of the Lord to us, as we receive the word and we hang on to it, the good news of Jesus Christ and him crucified, will keep us right through whatever part of life that we might be living. This morning, whether you're young or old, whatever age you are, I just want to say to you, if you have not given your life to Christ, give your life to him. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power." I couldn't believe this morning as we were singing. It's like, oh my goodness, these words are part of the message. We were singing it. To receive all glory and honor and power. I just say thank you, Lord, for that. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. You are kings, you are queens unto God. You have crowns even now. You have authority even now in Jesus' name. You say, well, who am I? What can I do? I'm telling you right now, you have power and authority. You have majesty that has been placed on you because of Jesus Christ. It says in Revelation 1 verse 4, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Seven, the number of completion, the number of perfection. This morning, again, the worship was so good as we exalted the Lord. It was like, oh, there's seven up on the stage this morning just worshiping the Lord. It's like, Lord, let our worship and our praise be perfect before you and unto you. So it says here, the seven spirits, which is the Holy Spirit, who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He's made us kings and priests to his God and Father. We're talking about ministering with authority in Jesus' name. It does not matter what your age, doesn't matter your background, it does not matter your education. You are a king and a queen. You have authority in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name, that you would operate and function as a priest, minister in the power and authority of a king and a queen before the Lord, who you are. Hallelujah. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, Jesus Christ. And the things that he would have us do in these last days, one of the greatest things is to see others come to Christ. By far. To have others come to a place of worship. Listen, you cannot worship. God is a spirit, and those that worship him worship him in spirit and in truth. You cannot worship unless you are born again, born of God, and your spirit is made alive. Otherwise, you are dead in trespasses and sins. And we have others that we can bring to a place of being able to worship Jesus Christ. I pray that this place, this sanctuary and beyond, would be filled many times over as we bring praise and glory to God as Jesus is lifted up. Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, Jesus says in Matthew 28, verse 18. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you right until the end of the age, right until today. Amen. And as we open the door of our heart and existence, who we are, and we open our heart and we allow Jesus to come in, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God slain for us, even as we have done that, he opens the door of all of heaven and eternity to us. The moment we are born again, we will have everlasting life For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The hour is coming. Let me say again. And now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Can we stand together? God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Can I just call on the worship team if they would come? One of the last things that Jesus said, he talked about their unbelief, and he rebuked them, the disciples, for their hardness of heart because they did not believe that he had risen from the dead. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. These five things that are mentioned. He confirmed the gospel with signs following. That you and I would bring others to Christ. And the Lord says, I'm going to confirm with signs following. He wants to confirm, to cast out demons, to speak with new tongues. You'd be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That you would not be afraid even of not just snakes or any serpent, but even the serpent. You would not be afraid. You don't have to be afraid of Satan, never. Jesus overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You don't have to be afraid of Satan to take up even the serpent. No fear, even if Satan comes to you. Even if you drink anything deadly, it will not harm you. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. These signs, you begin to do them in the name of Jesus and the power and the authority that he has to bring his name glory and honor. All glory and honor and power belong to him. That he would receive that praise and worship. This morning, you just want to say, man, I need to be where I need to be before the Lord. I need to be in a different place. My life needs to be a thing of worship to him. Maybe you're here this morning, you just say, you know what, I wasn't planning on being here this morning, but I came anyways. Or maybe you haven't been here for a while, or maybe you have been here, but you know that you're not living in the right place. I just thank the Lord. It's so simple. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. This morning, that we would begin to worship and praise. And for those that are up on the balcony, I just want you just to come close along the front edge of the balcony. And even here, that you would come close. We want to worship the Lord this morning. We want to exalt him. I don't know what songs you would do. Pick the songs that you want to do, the length of time. If you have to leave, then leave in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus, may the blessing of the Lord be upon you. But let's fill the altar. Begin to worship him, the one that has saved us. If you're not saved, hey, say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that you took my penalty. You died for me on a cross. You took the consequences. Come into my life. Be a part of my life. Just come as you come. Come right to the front so people can get in behind you. Let's fill this altar here. Let's fill the altar at the top there. Just fill the altar. Just come. Let's worship him. That's the least we can do. Let's exalt him. Let's lift him up. He is worthy of all glory and praise. And we'd humble ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hello, my name is Daniel. Thank you for listening to the message. I hope and pray that the word of God that you heard has filled your spirit. As well, you can send us a message on Instagram, on Facebook. You can visit our website, get our email. We would love to hear from you. If you have a prayer request, if you have a testimony, if you want to get involved, if you have any questions, please send us a message. We would love to hear from you and get connected. Thank you, and God bless you.